Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit. In this episode, we explore enoughness. When is our best good enough? When are we good enough? And when do we have enough? Not enoughness is at the core of so many of our unhealthy thinking and behaviours.
Striving and pushing to do more, be more and have more, until perhaps we're forced to stop and take stock. We share our own personal experiences in the hope that it not only makes you think, but helps you feel less alone. Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift the lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. Well, we're very excited because we're flying off to the US tomorrow.
It is, and you know, full transparency here, this is going to be a short episode because we seem to have run out of time for all the work things we need to get done before we go and pack and drop Lola off with her grandparents for safekeeping while we go to America. So we're a little bit pressed for time, but we're still dedicated to getting this out and bringing you some useful content.
But the really, really funny thing is, I'm just listening to James saying all of that, and it's actually the concept for this podcast, because he's like, oh, I've run out of time. I haven't actually got enough done. I haven't got enough of my to-do list and my work to-do list done. And today we want to talk to you about enoughness, actually. Like, when is enough enough? Where do we get to the point where we've done enough, where we've completed enough, where we are enough, where our best is good enough? So it was really ironic that James was saying that. I was laughing to myself. But yeah, so we are off to the US tomorrow. Very, very excited. We're going for just over 2 weeks.
Oh, actually, by the time you listen to this podcast, we will be in America.
Yes, we're going to Las Vegas. So big old flight, big old flight.
Yes.
Very long flight. This is going to make me sound really terrible, but I was like, I think it's probably about 9 hours. And James was like, no, it's longer than that, yeah. Claire. Definitely longer than that.
I have rewatched The Hangover in preparation for Vegas.
He actually has. And so we're just travelling around. We're doing Las Vegas. We're doing Sedona. Then we're doing our event that we're actually going there for. So we are going to an amazing networking event, meeting lots of wonderful people. Then going to New Orleans and then off to Miami, where we are doing a talk with Soho House there. So lots of connections. Bit of work, bit of play, but we have not packed. We have not done anything yet, and we are leaving in precisely about 26 hours we are leaving.
Yeah, and something else that curveball that got thrown to us is this event we're going to, there's a fancy dress evening, so we've had to source fancy dress to take with us as well. So
what are we going as, go. James?
Ringmasters.
Ringmasters, yeah. So there'll be some real-life footage of that, I'm sure. Anyway, so it will be a short one, I imagine, because this is a real, I suppose this is a collection of our own experiences and our own thoughts. And we don't necessarily have, as we like to do, lots of research around this and lots of points to finish up with. It's not going to be that kind of podcast today, unfortunately, listeners, but it is going to be, I suppose, a sharing of definitely some stuff that's been coming up for me since the beginning of the year around this enoughness, okay? Because what I find, I am, and James is too, but I am an incredibly, incredibly ambitious person. I have lots of things I want to do in the world. That can sometimes feel very overwhelming because I feel like I'm not moving fast enough. And if anyone else resonates with any of what we're talking about on this podcast, please, please, please do let us know, because there is such a strength in us being a bit more vulnerable with each other. And I kind of wanted this to be an opportunity to be a bit more vulnerable about what's been going on for me personally. I'm sure James will share what's been going on for him too. But, you know, back in March, I became very unwell. I had a lung infection, which nearly turned into pneumonia, pretty much. I was in hospital on a drip. And that's the illest I've been as an adult. It's definitely the illest I can remember. And from that point on, I actually experienced what I can only really describe as burnout, really. And everyone's experience of burnout is different, so I don't have a lot to relate it to. All I know is that I couldn't really get out of bed. Well, I didn't get out of bed, really. I just felt like hopeless, like everything was lost. Well, I know, of course, this is the stuff that we teach people, which is ironic, okay? So we go and teach people about burnout, stress, and what's happening hormonally, and what happens when you don't take care of yourself, and when you don't have balance in your life. And there I am, feeling like that at the beginning of the year. And what I know was it was basically my body's way of just saying, Claire, you really need to take stock here. You really need to slow down. You need to ground yourself and figure out what's really, really important to you. And actually why this is happening, where this is coming from. So I'm a massive advocate for lots of healing modalities. I've done lots myself. So I'm really, really into understanding where that fear is coming from. What's driving that behaviour?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really good conversation to have, actually, Claire. Because, you know, in today's society, since the advent of advertising, which I've only had, you know, since the 20th century, it's been all about advertising basically based on the premise of making you realise what you're missing in life. So you're always going for the next thing. You know, if you've watched the classic series like Mad Men or read any books about advertising, you know, it was invented to make people feel dissatisfied with what they had so that they want something more, right? It's just continually selling the dream onwards. So we have that, I guess, like that's obviously accelerated now. Now we're in the 21st century, you know, it's multi-platform, it's very invasive, it's everywhere. So not only that, but we see everyone else's highlight reels as well in a way that we never knew before. We've talked about this before, you know. You kind of could see, you know, the old saying was like keeping up with the Joneses. You could kind of see what car they had, what they haven't done to their house, and that's as much as you knew. Whereas now you see everyone's highlight reels, plus all this stuff's being pushed at you, you know. Plus there's a lot of messaging out there, I think, particularly in the self-development space. I mean, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it was literally like, you know, every day that you take some time off, that's a day someone else is overhauling you. Every time you sit back, that's a day someone else is taking over. And it's this relentless striving, thriving. Now, I'm not saying don't push hard. Like, you do need to push hard. But it's about also listening to your body and your mind and getting into the rhythm of what works. Because here's the thing, you know, we cannot sprint a marathon. We have to pace a marathon out. And it's the same with life. Where we can go for those sprints when we need to. But if we're continually sprinting, then we're going to face the consequences. It's really interesting. I was listening to a podcast with a neuroscientist, and I think she was a doctor as well. And she does a lot of work with corporates, financial corporates. She's saying during the financial crisis, the amount of people that went off sick with illness, like everyone had the same cold symptoms. And they're like, how is this possible? She said it was just like, when we're striving all the time and we're at a stress point, we're actually suppressing a lot of dis-ease in the body. So when we reach a point where we stop, this is why people who are like hyper-driven, hyper-successful, often they'll go on holiday and they get sick straight away. Yeah, financial crisis, obviously stuff starts to melt down. There's more stress, but people then haven't got anything to do in their jobs because like it's kind of gone into freefall, and then they're getting all the symptoms that they've been suppressing for so long just to keep on going start coming through. So this is why I think we need to be really mindful of what we're going for and how we're going to get there, and also trusting that, yes, we need to put in the effort and take the actions, but it will happen in its own time. And if we do need to rest at some point and recover, that's valid too.
Yeah, and I think what is very evident is that the striving, it's different between having a goal and moving towards it and knowing the steps to take. So it's different to having a goal and taking the action steps that you need to take. It feels very different to striving. Striving really can come from a place of panic. It comes from a place of fear, really, Whereas when we're going for our goals in a healthy, balanced way, they're driven by love and excitement. Whereas when we're trying to hold on too tight and just keep all the balls up in the air and striving and pushing, in my experience, this is coming from a fear-based place. It is actually coming from a trauma response because we're running away from something rather than running towards something. So the goal is when we're in a healthy, balanced place, we're not necessarily running, but we're pacing towards our goal. When we're striving, in my experience, as I said, it's almost like we are running away from something that is a trauma, that is disease in the body. And our body sometimes just forces us to stop and really take stock of why we are doing something. Because how often do we ask ourselves, why am I actually doing that? And that's what happens to me and to a degree with James at the beginning of the year. It was like, okay, what are we, why are we doing this? What's the purpose? What's driving that? Is that in balance? Is that healthy? And is that what we want to be doing moving forward? And if not, we're not going to find out what we should be doing or being called to do by keep striving, keeping a very narrow focus and not relaxing, taking the space for creativity to take hold. Because the thing is, when you're striving, you're very narrow focused, actually. You're not necessarily open to all the other possibilities. Because as I said, you're running from something. It's a fear-based place. You're holding on, you're grabbing on. It's this whole not enoughness, okay? And that's what the title of this podcast in some degree will be about. It's kind of like, when is enough enough? And actually, are you feeling like it's not enough because it's coming from the wrong place? Are you needing to heal something? Is it coming from the wrong place? Like, what is the need here that you are trying to fulfill? So I think, like James said, we're in a society where we are told that there is scarcity. Things are scarce. You know, in our environment, things are scarce. In the media, things are scarce. There's always going to be someone that might take something away from you. So it's not just the commercial side of the society we live in now. There's really, really like underlying messages, feelings of not enoughness, scarcity. And yes, that's being driven by society as a whole, but it's now seeping into our own individual perspective that there isn't enough, I'm not enough, there's not enough time. Like, how many of us wake up first thing in the morning and say, I haven't had enough sleep? Not enough. Who wakes up and says, I haven't got enough time today? Not enough. So like being really conscious of all the times in throughout the day that we are feeling like we don't have enough, not just not enough money, not enough time, not enough presence with the people that we love, not enough space to do the things that we enjoy. We're constantly feeling like there isn't enough and we're not doing enough and not being enough. So I don't necessarily have the solutions to these problems. All like we wanted to do is come on, I suppose, and record this podcast and let you know a little bit about our experience, or particularly my experience that I feel really comfortable actually sharing with you now. Because I do believe being ill and then having that brief moment of burnout was all because there is this thing in me that I'm still working through. I'm right in the weeds, right in the mud with anyone that's listening to this thinking, oh my goodness, this is me. I'm right in there with you going, you know, how do I heal that bit of me that is just can feel enough just as I am, that my best is good enough, that I'm doing my best and my best is good enough, and that life is going to be enough. Life is enough just the way it is, without any bows and sparklers and extra bits on it. Like, when is that going to be enough? And it's something that I'm working through right now that I wanted to share with you, because I've just literally had this conversation with two people this morning. So we're all feeling it. And as we find the solutions and as we work through this ourselves, and I am working through it individually this year, I've definitely changed enormously, phenomenally from the person that I was in May. I mean, I experienced way more joy. I'm giving myself permission to experience more joy, to put more boundaries down, to give myself space and time to reflect. I mean, I wasn't even doing that. Space and time to reflect, connect with that higher consciousness, that higher part of myself. We could call it universe, God, whatever you choose to. These have all really helped me in understanding where it's being driven from in my past and in my present has been really powerful.
Thanks for that, Claire. I mean, I hope
I didn't rabbit too much there.
I think I've got a kind of like, I'd like to share a half a personal solution that I think works for me, right? So I think it's this. It's like, yes, we need, first of all, we need to set goals in life. There's so much research out there. When we're not setting goals, when we don't have a purpose, then we'll just drift into the same kind of malaise, right? We're kind of like, life just becomes a bit of a grey, soggy mess of like, oh, yeah, lifelessness, basically. We're not living. So we need goals. We need purpose. So set your goals. You know, do all the stuff we've talked about in our goal-setting podcast. You know, make them smart. Have those action steps. Have the time scales. Like, work towards them. Like, employ that discipline muscle. Discipline will get you there, get you over the line. Even on the days where you're feeling like you don't want to do anything, do the smallest bit so you still feel you're moving forward, right? But remember, be kind to yourself. Like, if you set a time scale and you're falling behind, it's not the whole thing's out of the water. We set these things artificially. So just, I'd say, pay attention to what's going on around you. Like, are you still being internally driven or external things that you've maybe experienced, seen, heard, starting to make you think you need to go faster? So take some pressure off there. And just when you do need to slow it down a bit, listen to your intuition, listen to your body and do it. Like, it's important you still keep taking those small steps so you don't feel you've lost momentum completely. But listen, you're setting your own time scale. You can still achieve your goal. You can still do it. You can still go out, but it'll just be at the pace that is right for you.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, just be careful of all the noise that you let into your life. I mean, it's constant, right? We've been bombarded subliminally a lot of the time with so much information of not enoughness, right? So just being really, really conscious of, you know, how much of that you're letting in. And also this feeling of competition, right? Because we're being bombarded, we can see everyone's lives. It's so easy to feel like we're not enough. But one of my hopes for myself is that bit by bit, I can keep coming home to my own instinct, to my own intuition, to my own purpose here on earth and actually block out the rest of it and actually only be in competition with myself. And I say that lightly because I don't even want to be in competition with myself. It's about being the better version of yourself or the more evolved, not better, the more evolved version of yourself every day and actually tapping into that. Okay, what will make me feel amazing today? What am I being called today to do by that higher universal power? What is the song that I'm being called to sing and how can I move more closely towards that and shutting out what everyone else, all the hacks, all the tips, all the tricks, all of that stuff that we are bombarded with on a daily basis, like shutting all of that out. How can I connect with myself so I know I'm being guided to take the very next step? What we can do is just tap into our intuition, tap into our own guidance system, and take those steps that we know are going to help us expand in that day by day. That's my hope. As I go through this journey and this evolving, which 2023 has been not what I expected, but everything I needed. 100%. 100%.
I hope you find that useful.
Isn't it funny how life does that?
It resonates with you. We better crack on with our packing. next podcast, we're coming to you live from the US of A.
Yay.
So we'll see you there.
Sending lots of love. Do let us know if that resonated because we love to hear from you. Take care.
Yeah. You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.